Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Are you looking for a unique gift that will make someone smile and remember you each time they see it? At Chris Boubini Studio, artist Chris Boubini creates bright, unique, hand-painted ceramic tableware. Chris Boubini Studio is known for bright and colorful ceramic tableware. Chris can even personalize each piece with special names and dates and gift wrap to go. Visit chrisboubini.com, spelled B-U-B-A-N-Y, or drop by the studio at 150 South Camino Seco, Suite 120, from 10 to 5, Monday through Friday. Call 885-2960.
Come see where art happens, right here in Tucson. I think you will like what you see.
Happy Mother's Day weekend again here on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, and indeed, happy Mother's Day to a woman entrepreneur with two grown sons, Chris Boubini from Chris Boubini Studios. Chris, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Zara. Great. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. And I loved Abbott Taylor, who's in your neighborhood, right, cheering you on beforehand.
Yes, he's my neighbor.
I love it. Purely coincidental that we had you both scheduled today, which is great. Let me offer a brief introduction. Chris is a native of the Southwest, born and raised in New Mexico, has been a resident of Tucson now for over 30 years. As I mentioned, she's the proud mother of two grown sons, Dan and Brent, and she grew up in a large family surrounded by beautiful art made by the Zunis, Hopis, and Navajos. Chris's parents were actually in the Indian arts and crafts business, and her grandparents were traders in the early 1990s. Chris's early love of art developed from homemade greeting cards, coloring, and creating gifts for family and friends. How well I know. I've never had china in my china cabinet. It's always been art supplies. This all manifested ultimately in her pursuing the Bachelor of Fine Arts in Graphic Design from the University of Arizona. Building a new home with her husband George, though, actually led her into the world of ceramics when she started painting tiles for their new kitchen and bath. Today, Chris is designing and producing ceramic tableware, glass ornaments, tiles, wool rugs, and other stone-based products based on a combined production, logistics, and retail space. And both residents and visitors to Tucson can spot her distinctive work in a heartbeat, plus find it in other specialty stores such as the Arizona Desert Museum Gift Shop, Westward Look Resort, and tableware at Plaza Palomino. So again, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Zara.
Great. And I love your tagline, celebrate the everyday.
You know, that I came up with that because I think using tableware every day and bringing color into your life is a way of celebrating and just enjoying what you have in your surroundings.
That's right. Not that some of us buy all this fine chinaware and then we don't touch it and don't even take it out of the boxes.
That's so true. I have some of that myself. I did use it early on in our marriage, but then as I developed more into color, I finally had to pack it up and put it away.
Put it away. Well, Chris, take us on, just to start us out, take us on a virtual tour of your facility now that you have, and then I'm going to back you up and ask you, so how did it come about?
Well, I have a 2,000 square foot studio, and it is a working studio. So when people come in, they're immediately hit by all of the color that is in the front retail space. And I did have another artist come and look at the space before I moved in. It was just a barren, white-walled space. And she was a feng shui expert. And so I had her do a feng shui map on the place. And she was able to tell me what colors to put where that would give the correct energy, and where I even needed to have my credit card machine, things like that. And so I followed her advice. And I think when people come in, they just feel really good, and they are struck by the color. I've painted, you know, flowers and sayings up on the walls that people enjoy and get a kick out of. But then, you know, once they get past the retail, there's the major area is the actual working place. And a lot of people think that's where we give classes. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
That's production.
That is production. Right. That is where it happens. And people have asked me before, well, do I teach classes? And quite honestly, I still have so much art in myself that I am trying to get out that I haven't been able to put teaching into my life at this point. So they're struck by the production space and where we just have all the greenware spread out that we're painting and working on. I have a wonderful woman, Michelle Kirshner, who has been working with me for years now. And she is truly my right hand and is so good at figuring out problems, how to do things a little bit differently to make things flow better. And so we kind of joke that we spend more time across the table from each other than we do with our own husbands. And luckily, we get along real well. And she's also a wonderful teacher and has been able to teach some of the painters that work at home for us. And they do the beginning painting for us.
Which, so, by the way, we should say that what a wonderful way for you to give back to the community in many ways, and allowing other stay-at-home moms or others who couldn't come to an office setting, or maybe those who just have a passion for painting in their spare time, to be part of your extended enterprise.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, ironically, whenever my business reached a point where I needed some more help, somebody invariably would just ask, do you ever need any help? And I'd say, as a matter of fact, I do. So the universe has also provided wonderful people to me as the years have gone by.
I loved when I was taking the tour with you, you told me how one of your highest producers is actually a lawyer who does this in the middle of the night, probably to get away from the other stuff she has to deal with as she's, you know, dealing with testifying and so on.
Yeah, she has some unfulfilled art in herself.
That's right.
So, and then in the back room of my studio, we have four kilns, and sometimes it's like a sauna in there. It's very warm, and there's so much going on in the studio that we love to show it to people. So whenever we have people come in for the first time, we always say, have you been here before? Would you like a tour? And it doesn't take that long, but it really gives an overview and an appreciation for all the hands that touch every piece as it goes through. And then I think it develops an appreciation for the process as well as why the pieces cost what they do.
That's fair too. Yeah. Now, before you had this particular studio, though, this was a home-based business.
Yes, it was.
And so I get the impression the tour would have been something different, that this kiln would have been in this corner of the garage or in the back shed. I mean, was that the case? You kind of were kind of growing organically within your property then at your home?
Well, the funny thing is when we built this particular home, I actually placed my studio in the center of the house because I was already used to people coming by to look at the art I did, no matter what the form was. And so I wanted it relatively close to the front door so I could just bring them in. But in this particular home, because so much happened there as far as my artistic growth with the painting of the tile, invariably, I ended up giving a tour of my home, you know, and they wanted to see the kitchen tile and the bathroom tile and how the walls were painted. And
gee, Minnie, you had to keep the place clean all the time then.
I did.
What a drag.
But, you know, it really kept the place clean all the time. And so, just don't look in my cabinets and drawers, you know, clean on the surface. So, I did have the studio, outgrew it very quickly because didn't know I was going to be doing ceramics at the time we built the house. So we added on a few feet off the studio as much as we could as far as the lot line restrictions. And then I took over my husband's tool closet on the back porch where the first kiln went. After that, I added another shed in the back, which another kiln went in, and then another. And they were painted very cute with flowers around the door and whatnot. Pretty soon I needed another shed to store boxes and greenware. And when my younger son left for college, my husband said, oh, great, I'm going to get my study back, because the study had become the TV room for our sons. And I said, well, actually, I could really use that room. I need some office and some gallery space. So, you know, he willingly let loose of that space once more, and it became space for my studio. And finally, in 2006, we just really had run out of room and felt like I needed to do something about it and take the next step.
I think, too, I recall you telling me, though, that was also when intuition was telling you that things in the business were starting to shift in the market, in the economy. In, is this want to be web-based, or is it want to be, you know, my work being displayed at other venues around town? So how, I still have to imagine taking that step to go write that check, to go rent the space, was a big, big step, Chris.
Yeah, and I'm not a big risk taker, so it was quite agonizing for me at times. I would wake up in the middle of the night and think, what am I doing? But even in my little home-based studio, it was about March of 06, and I could just feel a shift, mm-hmm. a shift in the economy. And I felt like it had something to do with people's homes and the fact that I think a lot of people had used their homes as ATMs and had done a lot of home enhancement and decorating. And so my wholesale business that I had worked very hard to build up over 10 years was starting to slow down. And so that made it doubly scary for me to make the decision to move. But yet I just kept thinking of something that a person had once had told my other son, that if you stand on the beach, you never know how deep the water is.
That's right.
And I just kept imaging that, and I thought, you know, I will never know if I don't do this. I was so attached to my home, so attached to being a mom and an artist. I mean, all I wanted to be was married, a mom, and an artist when I grew up. I didn't have, you know, great high aspirations, but I got to do all of those things. And so it was a big decision to move. And it's turned out to be the right decision because I've been able to build up a retail business. And so rather than being the icing on the cake, it became the cake.
The cake, yes.
And the icing, but it was a good thing.
When you and I were talking and visiting, and by the way, our listeners should know I'm speaking here with Chris Boubmany from Chris Boubmany Studios, and our call-in line is 751-1041. And the way in which Chris and I connected, by the way, thank you very much for being a groupie of Circles of Change and listening. And she sent me an email searching for some advice that would help George in his transition.
Yeah.
And, you know, George, you're listening. I know you're not off the hook. We will have you on the show eventually with your reinvention process, too. But when we were talking, when I did come and tour and visit, you had said that even the calling towards ceramics, that you had an experience with a mystic.
Yes.
Tell us that story. And it isn't necessarily something we, you know, women like us do, but nonetheless, it can really, oh my gosh, point us or set a vector for us.
Yeah. Sometimes it is very affirming and you don't realize it at the time. I had been talking to an intuitive who was living here at the time. And I said to him, I said, you know, I just have this really strong feeling I'm going to learn something new with my art from building this house, but I don't know what it is. And I was kind of thinking maybe I should try something with wrought iron and welding, because I had been in the t-shirt business up to that point, and I knew that that was shifting and it was time for a change. And the intuitive said to me, he said, you know, you don't realize how right you are. But whatever it is, it's going to be distinctively different than anything you have ever done before. And, you know, I've always remembered that. And then he said, I see ovens. Well, of course, I love to bake cookies. Anyone who knows me knows that. And I wasn't really thinking a bakery. And, you know, so I didn't forget that. And lo and behold, it was kilns.
It was kilns. Yes.
Yeah. And which I have five kilns now, so.
Yeah, and they're almost named because they're so important.
They have their numbers.
They have their numbers, yes. You mentioned the word greenware, so that would be where I'd like you to explain what is greenware, and know that your business actually, not just the people that help you paint and finish and ship and, you know, sell and so on, but it's all the manufacturers, your supply base. How have you developed that over time then?
You know, I have to say I've learned what I've needed to know at the time I've needed to know it.
I like that.
And
I like that.
So I started out just buying greenware, which is basically dried mud. It is liquid clay that is poured into a plaster mold, and then it is taken out of the mold, you know, once it is leather hard, and then it has to be cleaned and dried. And so I would get the greenware from a local ceramic shop. And as time went on, I realized there were suppliers out there, local suppliers who I could buy greenware from, and I did that. And again, at some point, the little ceramic shop said, you know, you're doing so much firing, you really should buy your own kiln instead of bringing it back. So things have just progressed all along to where now I have a couple of casters who pour the molds for me. It's a very dusty, messy process, so it's not done at the studio. And we own hundreds of molds, and then every week we place an order for greenware. And then our two casters, Greg Jones, who's a wonderful, hardworking fella, and Pat Young, cast the greenware for us. And they bring it, it comes back to us, and then we get it ready to send out to the painters. And then the painters do their part and bring it back. And then Michelle starts adding the detail, the dots and the finishing touches around the edges of the pieces. And then it comes to me where I can do the actual outlining and the signing of every piece. So I tell people I paint on every piece, but I don't paint every piece from start to finish.
Was that a tough decision when you first had to say, I need to compartmentalize my ability to contribute to each piece of this these tableware artwork and ornaments?
Yes. You know, as an artist, it's a part of me, and so I had to learn to let go. And I, unfortunately, am not the best teacher, so the gals who would try and paint for me, I'd say, well, just, you know, do it like this. Do what I do. And thankfully, Michelle came along, and she is very good at breaking things down to process. And she was able to say, this is how it's done. This is why it's done. This is how you do it this way.
And, of course, for those who follow our show quite regularly, what they know I'm going to say now is you are playing to your motivated abilities, the things that really brought you passion and joy. And on one hand, you're sitting here saying, whew, thank goodness I can download this other stuff to somebody else. Whereas Michelle, who receives this, is saying, Chris is the greatest to work for. She just lets me excel in what I do so well, right? So it's this idea of really staying true to what we're good at and gifting it to others.
Yes, yeah, it's a great partnership. And you definitely, I have found I definitely need the talents of other people to help me get the finished product out there.
Great. Well, for those who aren't familiar with your actual tableware here about town, Chris, could you describe some of your products then? And give us a sense. And for anyone who's on the web right now, you can go to www.chrisbubany. It's BUBANY.com. So some
the
of the
tableware
products.
Is very bright. It's very happy. And one of the most wonderful things that happens is when people come into my studio and they say, I love these dishes. They make me so happy. I've given them as gifts. I've sent them overseas. You know, the work is everywhere. And that is really gratifying. But it's just bright. It's full of desert motifs. It's full of flowers. And if I do an animal, it's going to have a smile on its face. Even the little bat that I paint now has the cutest little expression.
Well, and your color choice, now I'm going to take you back to that introduction that I said that as a child you loved to color.
I did. I loved to color. I could just sit for hours with coloring books and crayons. I colored at the chalkboard in my basement. You know, I was one of eight kids, and I knew how to entertain myself.
You had to, right?
I did.
You had to.
I did, yeah.
And so your color palette today, is it one that you feel you gravitate towards based on things you read, the fashion industry, plants, nature? Where does that come from? The colors, because you know how to pick them before they're hot, I think.
You know, a lot of times I will observe how I see colors put together in an ad in a magazine or on a greeting card. And I will just, I make note or I save copies of things, just how color is used. And then when I'm looking for inspiration, I just seem to know, based on the palette of colors that is available to me, mm-hmm. how to put them together. And it is a color sense, because you can't have too many warm colors and then have a cold color kill it. They all, as I like to say, the colors have to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm able to achieve that pretty well.
Well, in fact, when I did tour your studio, which, by the way, tell people where it's located. Yeah.
The studio is at 150 South Camino Seco, which is just south of Broadway. And you go south about a block and you'll come to a little business park. And I'm in there. That's and there's great. Usually a bright flag out front and my sign above the door.
That's great. Well, when I was touring there, you showed me, in fact, a variety of fabric and color swatches, and that you were collaborating with an interior designer, I believe, and
yes.
creating an entire line.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been typical for you, that you've established those kind of partnerships?
That particular thing was done for a presentation we were doing at a designer show house for the Museum of Art. And we just wanted to show people how they could, if they had favorite colors in their house already, how they could come to me and I could make some tableware that would go with their decor that they already had in place.
And so, of course, not just that, but I know you do custom orders and inscriptions and personalizations as requested.
Yes. I think that's one of the fun things when people come to the studio and they find out that we can put somebody's name over the door, or we can make a salsa bowl that says Dad's Salsa, or My Salsa is My Salsa.
That's right.
You know, we can really customize a piece. We can commemorate names and special dates. And that's what makes it nice to come to the studio.
And then, of course, you also have the ability, because of the size of your business and the way you're managing your inventory, to do seasonal-related things.
That's right. Yeah, that's the fun part of having a studio now, where we can sell retail. We can actually set up displays using the tableware for the seasons. And so we've done a Day of the Dead altar, and we will have a table full of Christmas and holiday things in December. And so that's been a new opportunity and a fun way to grow.
Well, Chris, I have to say, and for anyone who's, again, come and enjoyed our show in the past, what I love is the priceless nature of the fact that you're doing what you love to do, and this isn't work.
It's absolutely true. Every day I look forward to going to my studio, and I'm usually not ready to leave it at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I love to paint, and you know, unfortunately, I have to spend time on the computer and doing bookkeeping, which isn't my favorite. But I absolutely love to paint. It's almost therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's right. It's your release. You fall into a different space.
Yeah, definitely.
And I would venture to say as well that those two sons of yours, that they didn't miss a heartbeat because Mom was all around them as well as your art was at the same time.
Yes, yeah. And I loved raising our two sons. It was just really a great time.
Have either of them pursued the creative art space in any way?
Neither have, but I like to tease them both that they do have art in them, and sometimes it tries to get out. So sometimes my son will color up a CD case, you know, if he's recording music for a friend, and they're finding their creative niche in other ways. One son is in broadcasting, and the other son is actually in the Army, but he has discovered a love for cooking, so he's doing a lot of creativity in the
kitchen
right
now. Which is every bit the bound of design.
Absolutely.
It comes in that thread.
Yeah.
So what do you think the future holds for you? What's the next chapter? Are you dabbling with something? Are you about to jump off that diving board? Or
I'm not sure how it's going to evolve. I do love to paint, and you know, as I get older, and as Michelle gets older, you know, we think, gosh, we wonder how long we're going to run this studio, and I think time will tell. I do have some other opportunities on the horizon that I'm going to do some pursuing, and I do have some design capabilities that I really haven't been able to pursue just because there hasn't been enough time. And I'd like to try that again at some point.
That's right. Well, the exposure to the internet, of course, is opening up a whole sorts of business. But I get the sense that still, you know, unless someone's got an avatar that can go through a virtual tour, that Chris Boubini's store, you know, your business is as much about that sense of community and connecting with your products as it is, you know, point and click online and buy 10 of these.
Absolutely. It's something to be experienced, and the tableware is very tactile. People love to touch it. And to see it in person, to see the color, I think people really get a kick out of that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, celebrate every day and make every day a celebration. That sounds like the right. Chris Boubini from Chris Boubini Storms Studio, thank you so much for joining us. And happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Same to you, Zara. Well,
thank you.
And thanks so much for having me on.
Our pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.